Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Doc Medich. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell scores. Wilfong moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Medich covering, for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Putnam moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a line drive towards the mound. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grubb. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon is hit by the pitch. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Powell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Powell. Oliver moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb strikes out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2. And the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Butera and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's Twins, 2, Rangers, 2. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-2 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butera moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Butera moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Cooper now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mendoza is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Mackinnon bunts in front of the plate. Sundberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodwin scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butera bunts in front of the plate. Sundberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. John Henry Johnson now pitching. John Castano pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is walked intentionally. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Dave Engel now playing right field. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivers bunts towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Jackson now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivers moves to third. Doug Corbett now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivers scores. Oliver moves to third. It's Twins, 3, Rangers, 3. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Putnam is walked intentionally. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Oliver. Bell moves to third. Putnam moves to second. One out. Bill Stein pinch hits for Leon Roberts. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Putnam moves to third. Grubb moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.